This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
I do my hair, check my nails. Baby, how you doing? I do my hair, check my nails. Baby, how you doing?
Right, like most of the modern music, it's hard to figure out what the lyric line is here. So I'll turn to James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, who convinced me, he said, I'm going to try this. And so I didn't say no. I wanted to hear what it sounded like. But I think you could probably eliminate this from our stack of wax.
I'm feeling good.
Come on.
I play a little bit of what? But I was supposed to make me feel good. I can't understand what. Go ahead. Crank it up a little bit. Check my nails, is that what she's saying?
Yeah.
Check your nails.
Baby, how you feeling?
My nails need to be cut, actually. Thanks for bringing that up.
You gotta check them nails.
Yeah, check them nails. All right. Thank you, James. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here. We're all in on the Good Day program. From the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, even though Donald Trump has his own brand of sneakers, the Jordan, the Nike Air Jordans are still the most popular when it comes to what sells in the store and to what resells. Mm-hmm. All right, you ready for this? This is a result of some of the Michael Jordan the Air Jordans that he wore while he was playing basketball, etc. Sotheby's sold a pair of his Air Jordans that were in The Last Dance in 1998 for $2.2 million.
I believe it, because we are talking the actual shoe, not replicas.
Right, exactly. Let's see here. There was a pair of Air Yeezy, what do we know about them? Nike Air Yeezys, worn by Kanye West.
Yeah, so that's Kanye.
The Grammys, sold for $1.8 million. Let's see here. Michael Jordan wore a pair of Nike Airship Rookies in his first season, 1984, sold for $1.4 million at auction. Nike Air Jordan was worn by Michael Jordan in 1985, sold for $615,000. Good God. Who's got this kind of money? Is it a good investment? I suppose if you put it back up for auction in 10 years, it'll go for twice what it went for the first time around.
Yeah, I mean, some of the replicas, the shoes, like the Jordan 1 OG Chicago, that one in a men's size 6 can resell. Mm. This is a replica. It can resell. It is on StockX right now for over $56,000.
StockX.
There's another one on eBay for over $72,000. StockX, those are different ones that are resales where sometimes people buy these up and then they sit in warehouses.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Also, as long as we're talking about money, Jeff Bezos has overtaken Elon Musk because of the value of the Amazon stock. So Bezos is now the wealthiest person in the world, worth $200 billion. One man, $200 billion. He's 60 years old. He's squeezed out Elon Musk by $2 billion. Elon Musk, unfortunately, is only worth $198 billion, according to the value of the stock and so forth and so on.
I feel like the top three, maybe the top four billionaires on the list are always kind of jumping over each other. You always have Elon Musk somewhere at the top and then maybe dropping to two and then going back up to one.
Gates is in there and Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. And then who's the one, the Louis Vuitton, Hennessy, Moet, that brand?
Who's
that, like, bajillionaire?
Yeah, I don't know the name, but I know there's, So it isn't, you know, there have been a lot of people speculating as to when we'll find the first trillionaire, how long will it take, and who will it be. A lot of people put money on Musk, and people are putting money on Bezos, but there are other people beside Americans who are in on this. Let's see here, there's a Mexican whose net worth is pretty stiff, I can't remember his name, and there's a French guy also. So anyway, a lot of people that have a lot of
dough.
And you
have the Oracle Corporation businessman, Lawrence Ellison.
Ellison, yeah, right, exactly. So here's something else to put that sort of thing in perspective. Every one of those people we were just talking about have residence in New York City. Why do they go there? The high taxes, they keep me away. And soaring crime also keep a lot of people away. But the city of New York has 340,000 full or part-time residents who are at least millionaires. So it is the wealthiest city in the world by a long shot. London is second, no surprise. But this is people, let's see, who else, what other cities? London, San Francisco, Los Angeles, other cities that are on that list of streets that are paved with gold. In a manner of speaking. Wow, look at the New York. Also, Singapore has a lot of people who are millionaires. Hong Kong does. Yep.
Isn't Dubai known for also being very wealthy?
Dubai? Well, there's wealthy people. There's a lot of money being invested there, but I don't see it on the list of the top 10, at least here, right? In this one. So, all right, so we have that. And then there is attached to that, the number of colleges that are surviving versus those who are not. I got into this conversation with the president of my alma mater. I was on the board there for 12 years, Heidelberg College/University, and he was telling me how they're doing. We always had to struggle with endowment because it's a small Midwestern college, and there are not a lot of people that went there other than my friend John Adams, who passed away a couple of weeks ago, who invented Mucinex and gave, last time I checked, it was $7 or $8 million to the college, which was great for Heidelberg. But then you look at some of these other colleges who, when you give money to schools that have so much money, is it a waste? I think it is, frankly, and it's a tax deduction, I suppose. Maybe you look at it that way. But there are a lot of these fundraisers that are out there, Jay, that are trying to get people to take the what otherwise would be taxpayer dollars and give the money to various universities. And so I'm looking at this list here, another list of where, you know, otherwise there are some people who think this ought to be eliminated. That is, it just becomes a way to not pay taxes. But you know what? This is, for the most part, the money that goes to schools that need the money, that is a fabulous, that's a great way to encourage people and universities in terms of surviving. Mm-hmm. The folks that run my university feel that they're going to be 20% of these smaller Midwestern colleges or small colleges around the country will be out of business before the turn of the next decade. Cornell University last year had an increase of $4.173 million in its endowment. Stanford University has a $2 billion grant from the National Institutes of Health. So that means that's money coming from you and me, the taxpayer, going to help these people, you know, do their research, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's always that going on. Columbia Teachers College dissolved a reading and writing project because it didn't have enough money anymore. So what does that tell you? We have people giving money for science projects, but not for the basics, reading and writing. Yeah, what? Yeah.
What is the world coming to?
Exactly. Yeah. University of Pennsylvania endowment is $21 billion. University of Pennsylvania. Harvard's endowment is almost $50 billion. Ugh, it's disgusting. I'm not interested. All right, let's go on to one of the things that, if you look, we keep digesting the results of the elections, the Tuesday elections, the Super Tuesday primaries, where Biden, okay, it wasn't difficult for him to get more votes than Marianne Williamson and Dean Phillips. But in Massachusetts, I use this as an example, also in Michigan, there was a campaign that worked very well here in the presidential primary. I think it did start in Michigan, but it took hold in some eastern states. The campaign, the no preference, the push to pick no preference, got a lot of votes in Massachusetts. I'm just looking, 55,000 votes here, no preference on the Democratic ticket. This is for Democrats now, not for for the Republicans. So there wasn't any. If you go back to 1976 when Jimmy Carter was running, Edward Kennedy was running, a guy named Edward Brown ran. There was a no preference in that election, and here in Massachusetts it got 20,000 votes. So the fact that this got 55,000 votes. These people need to wake up, right? I mean, think about it. The fact that there was that many, it was number two. Joe Biden got 400,000 votes, and no preference was number two on the Democratic ticket in Massachusetts. 55,000 votes. Dean Phillips got 26,000, and Marianne Williamson got 18,000. So what do you think of that? That's got to tell you something. There were 5,500 no preference votes in the Republican primary. Anyway, I look at this and I think to myself, somebody needs to wake up here. Hello, 18 after on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321321. That's FLASH to 321321.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Social media time for this hour of the Good Day program, looking into the technology, the things that people on the side, yeah, they're interested in posts and what's trending. But most of you also are connected, whether you know it or not, to, you know, Facebook by your by the very the fact that you're there using Facebook and Instagram, you become sort of messengers of mercy, if you will. And I don't know whether you know it or not, but there was a technical issue that killed Facebook and Instagram for a lot of people. They say it's been resolved, but it was this was something that went on, I think, yesterday, wasn't it? The day before, where the outage was out. There were a couple of hours that nobody had access to Facebook accounts.
Yeah, you couldn't get into any of the Meta-owned things.
WhatsApp, yeah, right. So it didn't affect, though, Google, right, or YouTube or Gmail. I didn't notice it on my...
No, because it was only Meta.
Just Meta. Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, anyway, there were Instagram threads, that stuff.
Hundreds of thousands of error reports. So what do you do? Who figures this out? I mean, in a manner of speaking, who figured it out in the first place how to do this? Was it Zuckerberg? Well, it wasn't Zuckerberg. It was those two twins that he stole the stuff from. And then he's had people around him. I'm not sure. I think Zuckerberg is clever. I'm not sure how smart he is. Do you think he's very smart?
Yeah,
do you
think he's very clever? I don't think that it's just a stroke of luck to be, you know, into that many businesses and have that much money. I think there's a high level of intelligence there. But with a lot of this, he has so many coders and programmers, and somebody probably hit a wrong button or some codex that was broken, but he has probably people that were working on it immediately. It'd be interesting to find out if it truly was just human error, computer error, hacking situation, but they fixed it.
Yep, they did.
Twitter/X was really, really popular because that was the only place people could go.
It was open, yeah. All right, we have posted, and I started talking about this yesterday. National Snack Day was Monday, so we asked you, and we got a lot of really. I put my thoughts to some of the responses yesterday, and we talked about them a little bit. But there was some more that I thought were pretty good. The question, and you can still answer it, National Snack Day, give us your favorite go-to snack. And so let's see here. Ice cream came up. Yeah, that would be something. Here's Linda Espinosa, who says Hershey's Chocolate Kisses. Yep, that's a good one. I have a drawer full of all of this stuff. Hershey's Chocolate Kisses. Here's Donna Alou, who says Ghirardelli Dark Chocolate. Is it pronounced Ghirardelli or Ghirardelli? I never got that right.
I say Ghirardelli.
San Francisco.
That's what I always thought it was.
Let's see. He says dark chocolate. Let's see here. Carrie Morgan says, my favorite snack is the next one. Okay. Good for you.
I like that answer.
Yeah. Matt Fuente says Kroger brand cheese curls. It's funny the response we get to stuff like this. Donna Wagman, I don't know, I wonder if she's in relation to Wagman's. Anyway, Cheez-Its. Suzanne Jewell says macadamia nuts. Let's see here. Mark Vadney says popcorn. I kind of like popcorn. Kathy Vanderwalker says sugar babies. What are sugar babies? I've heard of sugar daddies, but I never heard of sugar babies.
Are they just smaller versions? What are sugar daddies?
Things you don't talk about on the radio.
Oh, we're not talking about candy. I've got
no. Well, it could be. Some people might think it was a candy. Let's see. Debbie Graham crackers and milk. Good for you. That reminds me. We have an item. There's a new survey out about milk I'm going to get to in a few moments here. So stick around for that in the next half hour of the Good Day.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung three or four times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, the Good Day radio program.
Whoever you are, I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Who recognizes that? Be a good contest, right? Identify this sound clip from a streetcar named Desire. There it is. If you had that in your head, you did well. Did very well, in fact. Welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Are you going through, this is, we're getting close to spring. What are we, 2 weeks away from spring? Yeah, 2 weeks away. So, do you do what a lot of other people do, Jay? You go through the closet, you go through your belongings. It's spring cleaning. Move stuff that you don't need.
Oh,
you
where
need
people
to
like straight
down.
Up change out their wardrobes. Like they have
separate wardrobes.
And they move all of the heavy, clunky coats out of the closet and bring the
Maybe you've got a trophy from the third grade, right? You've got a favorite teddy bear as well, right? There's a lot of stuff as you transition. We have these symbols like spring and fall. And you know, what do you do with things? If you want to change your life, this is a good time to do it. Just one of those silly things, but you can. It's a good process to go through from time to time. Old books that you don't read anymore, give them away to people who can use them, right? There's a lot of that that goes on. People say, well, books. Who reads books? We're just, I'm working, you've heard me talking about this development that I'm working on, and the house that we're, the main house for this this land that we're putting the houses on. We are going to make 10 units out of it. It's a huge house. And there were tons of books in there that the guys were going to throw out. And I said, no, we're going to throw the books out. We're going to give them to people. But yeah, no, but it's the thing about it is nobody reads books anymore. These guys said, well, who, as a matter of fact, one of them said to me, who reads books anymore? And I thought at first, what do you mean? You don't read? Yeah, yeah, but I don't read books. Books online, books like the hard cover or, you know, paperback books. People don't, but you can go through, you go to the bookstore, you walk through the airport, and there are all kinds of books that are for sale that are real books. Real books. Speaking of things that are real, I have another bone to pick with those phony balonies who are trying to convince you that oat water and almond water and soy water are milk. They are not. If it's not from a mammary gland, it's not milk. But those people who are trying to sell you that crap are telling you that the dairy, the real milk is, the sale of the real milk is on the decline and has been because people are lactose intolerant, or they just
or
think
they just don't want to drink something that came from an animal's mammary gland.
Yeah, well, that could be.
There's different reasons, yeah, but I will not disagree right. with you that the health benefits of real cow's milk
right.
does outweigh nut milk. I do agree with you there.
Right. Yep. There are a lot of health benefits, in fact. There are, if you want to go to the pro side of the ledger in terms of consuming dairy, particularly milk, nutrient-rich calcium, vitamin D, potassium, all of the essential nutrients that you need for life that you don't want to supplement. A lot of people supplement. And if you get real food, that's great. But this is better because this is the real food. And there are a lot of other health benefits. Reduced risk for type 2 diabetes. Reduced risk. This sounds like an alliteration thing, right? Reduced risk of cardiovascular disease. You don't have to drink it. There are a lot of people who get some of these things out of another. If you have a balanced diet, that's great. But today, people don't have all these people, what is it? Yesterday, we were talking about 1 out of 8 people are obese yeah. in the world. And there are a lot of people. You don't have to drink milk. And if you've got a gastrointestinal problem with it, then it's silly to drink it. But you do need dairy. Don't let people try to talk you out of it. And then there are a lot of folks who are listening. Well, I've gotten older, and I've noticed that dairy is harder for me to digest. And that may be. I have found myself, if you drink raw milk, see, this is my pitch for raw milk, but it's not available everywhere. You will not be lactose intolerant if you drink raw milk or have any raw milk products, raw cheeses, that kind of stuff. No lactose intolerance, because the stuff that causes the intolerance is what they put into it when it's being processed, or maybe more importantly, what they take out of it when it's being processed. Excuse me.
What's the difference with what's up with goat's milk? Because I struggle with dairy. I struggle with cow cheese, all of that stuff. Even though I still eat it, it's delicious. Yeah. But yeah. I do not have a problem with goat cheese at all. Like no problem at all when I consume anything with goat.
Yeah, it's a different. There's different components to a goat's body than there is to a cow's body in terms of stomachs and how they digest things. Yeah, it's a different process. That's as much as I can tell you. The dairy products that you can, if you get to the all-natural side of things, anti-inflammatory properties, whey protein, for example, W-H-E-Y, antioxidants, probiotics, omega-3 fatty acids, all of the things. If you systematically review the things that are helpful in dairy, you'll find 27, most nutritionists will look at this list and say, yep, there's 27 different things that are important to you and your health and well-being that you can't get out of drinking that white water from nuts, right? And so bone health,
sure is delicious.
Calcium. One of the things, when I cracked my ribs the other day, the doctor asked me if I ingested calcium. And I do. Ken Kronhaus has had me doing calcium, and so has Jack Stockwell. Calcium is very important. Yeah, people say, well, you're going to have too much of it. Well, there's a different, the calcium score that you get when you're having your chest examined, if you're having like I go to Ken next month for my annual checkup, a cardiologist will tell you that you don't want to have calcium in your thoracic cavity. No, you don't. But you do want to have it for your bones. You need it as you get older. You need more and more dairy because you don't want to fall down. A friend of mine, a radio guy, fell down in his apartment and was out for 20 hours before somebody found him. And part of the problem, his bones have become brittle because obviously he's not having enough calcium. And then there's milk helping you sleep. If you have a glass of milk before you go to bed, wow, it helps you sleep much, much better. Isn't that a cozy? You know how soothing.
Is it milk itself, or is it if it's warmed milk? Because I feel like that was always a thing that people would say when I was growing up.
Yeah. So there's tryptophan in dairy. There's magnesium. There's zinc in dairy. They're necessary for the production of melatonin, which really does promote sleep, good sleep. So there's that. Vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E. There was a study done, and that's what brought this to the surface, of 500,000 middle-aged adults that found that an overall healthy diet with a moderate amount of milk is associated with good health, good sleep, that sort of stuff. There's the worry about antibiotics. There is a movement, and it has, like, last 10, 12 years for people to promote the fact that there are no antibiotics in milk. The Food and Drug Administration passed an ordinance that you can't use antibiotics. A lot of dairy guys, were giving cows shots so that they would give more milk. And the problem is that it wasn't healthy milk. It was, this is how this works. Let me just give you a little background. Is this too much? I'm doing food, farm, family
stuff here. No, not at all.
From the American Family Farmer perspective, which is every day we have our foodfarmfamily.com website full of all kinds of nutritional information, food information. Then we have our weekly American Family Farmer show, which is heard on a lot of these same stations. We added 4 stations last week, as a matter of fact. This seems to be hitting a nerve with people. You can find the show, if you don't hear it, on your station at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Plus, we have a sort of a download or a podcast. And one of the things that is important here is to understand what happens to the milk, because you'll hear me say this. The idea of using antibiotics to keep the cows healthy is one thing. To give them shots to boost the production is another thing. There are some things I don't like using antibiotics and rarely do use them, but if a cow comes down with a cold or pneumonia or something and you want to save her, or a calf, then you give them the stuff. And it's isolated for sure, but it is something that happens. And so there was a big to-do because of the human growth hormone that the cows were getting to keep, did it change the value of the milk? Yeah. To a point. The thing that happens, though, if you're, and this is why I said I didn't want to get too much into the weeds, but I'll get a little bit more into what happens on a dairy farm. The milk comes from the cow, goes down a pipeline into a tank, and it is strained so that any impurities along the line are taken out. Anything hard, like any dirt or sawdust or something, that's cleaned out of it. And then it is picked up by a truck, usually every other day, and brought to the pasteurization processing plant, where it is microwaved and lasered and cooked. So you get rid of all the impurities that might be in the milk, but you also are losing a lot of the nutritional value. But still, some is there. And at some point, I've had problems. Sample tests sometimes, if you have antibiotics, and it'll show up in the test, and then that means the whole load has to get dumped. Or actually, they use it to make cheese. They're not going to throw it away. But the cheese processing gets rid of that, and the milk processing doesn't. So is that too much?
No, so is that like why there's a difference of pasteurized cheese versus unpasteurized cheese, or soft cheeses versus hard cheeses?
I don't know about soft and hard, but there is a difference between, the stuff that we're talking about with regard to what gets put in and what's natural, Mother Nature's milk. Still, the lesson here is that it's much better to drink real milk than it is to drink the other crap. This last 8 minutes of the program brought to you by the Real Milk Association. Right?
All I know is that I'm eating a cheese plate at some point today.
There you go. Make mine milk. That was an old, here's the get. I think Jessica Simpson was the last person to post an ad for milk. And,
what was it, Got Milk?
Yeah, right, exactly. Gonna need milk. Is got milk, gonna need milk, that sort of stuff. But there have been other, like Hailey Bieber did a campaign more recently. It's interesting when you think about the mustache of milk and how that appeals to people. Everybody, when you see that on a person, somebody well known, you know what the whole deal is about. It's make mine milk. All right, there it is. Look at it. We got a whole segment on milk. It's 48 after here on Good Day.
KFC's new smashed potato bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new smashed potato bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax tip and fees extra.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right, 53, half the hour now on the Good Day program. Here's one of our full-service elements helping you take care of your pet, courtesy of the expertise of the gentleman who hosts the Pet Show here, there, and everywhere. Go to petshow.com to see the biography of Warren Eckstein, who is, without, I think, any question, the country's best expert when it comes to the things that keep you connected to your pets. Or maybe not connected, in a sense. We were just talking off the air about dog anxiety, separation from other pets, from people. Warren is a great pet psychologist, so it has to happen because they're beings, and beings have their, they have their packs, they have their families, right? So there, it must be some kind of anxiety.
You know, a lot of people just assume that when a dog has separation anxiety, it's based on the fact that the he misses their human. But, you know, having lived with as many as 30 dogs at one time, they form several attachments. They form their own family. So when one, for example, if I were to take Molly out of the house and Willie were to stay home, Molly would be crazy because she wants her sister or her brother. So the bottom line is, I believe, and I know for a fact, that dogs and cats, as a matter of fact, not only miss their guardians when they're gone, miss other pets as well. And there are several reasons for it. I'll give you an example, and this could be part of Daisy. You know, enduring a traumatic experience when they were left alone. We know what her background was, so that could be a good possibility. They can form, and this could also be a pathological attachment to you, which is not a bad thing. It's just that she had it so bad in the past, she came to you, and now that attachment is really, really strong. Or sometimes, in some cases, genetic predispositions, not in your case. But one of the things that's real important, and most behaviorists and trainers and vets leave it out. They give you all these reasons. They forget about the abandonment concept. Very often, when a dog has been adopted, they've been abandoned previously. When I say abandoned, either brought to a shelter, given to another home. So when their owner left, their owner never came back. So very often, because dogs learn through association, when you leave, for example, Daisy may think, oh man, I've been left before, and people I thought liked me never came back. So there are many reasons for it. It can easily be resolved. In the future, I'll go over some ways we can resolve it. But I want people to be aware that a dog or cat can definitely have separation anxiety over missing another pet, not just a person.
This is the kind of conversation you hear every week on the Pet Show with Warren. It's a good listen. You can go to thepetshow.com and get a download. I saw this from an animal shelter. An employee's lunch order led to a great ending for a rescue dog. A Grubhub driver named Alan Monaco delivered lunch to the manager of an animal shelter in Lorton, Virginia. When he walked in, he saw a dog in the front window staring at him. This guy said, I looked at this dog and I loved the dog. Like, you've heard the concept of love at first sight?
Sure.
That's what this, he was, you know, he was delivering lunch and he looked at this dog. It was a black and white pit bull mix, 65 pounds. And so he went back with his daughter to play with the dog. And he was, you know, he saw right away that the dog would work with him and his daughter. It had been in the shelter for 24 days. And that was about the end. On the 25th day, they put him down. So think about that. You know, there's no such thing as an accident, I don't think. I think this stuff happens because it's supposed to. But I thought that was a very warm, that was a really warm story.
Here's another warm story. How about this guy that retired in England, went to a shelter, adopted an 18-year-old cat from a shelter that had been there for years, adopted this 18-year-old cat, brought him home, and now the two of them, whatever time they have left, are enjoying each other happily ever after, knowing that they're loved by one another. I think that's just a great ending. I think people should consider that. If you're looking for a new pet, I know puppies and kittens are cute and they're adorable, but you know what? If you want a nice, mellow dog or cat, consider a senior dog or cat and bring them home.
Here's a dog and his owner safe after they slid down a ravine in New York State. They were out for a walk and they fell down a 175-foot ravine. The owner, obviously not telling the name of the guy, but only minor injuries for the dog. But they couldn't get out, so they had to be rescued. And they finally were. People heard them yelling. But imagine falling down a cliff. In this area of New York State, a lot of Mennonites and Amish people live there. And so they were the ones that came out and rescued this guy.
Oh, we know that area well. It's up towards Cobleskill, that whole area.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of Amish up in that area. The bottom line is if you take your dog for a walk or if you hike with your dog, number one, keep them on a leash. Number two, it's snake season. Make sure you keep them on the trail. Oh, don't let them go off the trail. Bottom line.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Keep them away from those damn snakes. All right. Again, remember, Warren Eckstein hosts the Pet Show every weekend. A lot of these same stations. Find out what you need to know about the Pet Show by going to thepetshow.com and check out his Hugs and Kisses, too. A great supplement for dogs and cats.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.